So from the greatest act of injustice in all of human history, the murder of Jesus, came about the greatest good, the salvation of mankind, for those that put their faith in Christ.
Exactly.
You know, you have to put your faith in Christ. But what would be the similarities between the resurrection body of Christ and maybe the new bodies that we will receive one day?
Well, Scripture tells us that we'll see him, and when we see him, we'll be like him,
yes,
for we'll see him as he is.
Right.
And so we know that our resurrection bodies will be modeled after mm-hmm. Christ. And one of the things that Jesus said to his disciples
in we'll eat in our resurrection bodies?
Right.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because
you should
Jesus...
write a book about hamburgers or something, your next book. In heaven. Hamburgers in heaven. What do you
yeah.
think?
Have you ever had someone interview you that actually serves to distract you from it's a gift, and Greg exercises the gift phenomenally well.
I love it when Randy's like on a roll and then I throw a random thought and he loses train of his thought.
But Jesus said to his disciples,
yeah.
I won't look at you, I'll just look at all of these good people. But he said, look, this body, this is a body. Touch me. Handle me. I am not a ghost. Mm-hmm. A ghost, a spirit, does not have flesh and bones as I have. I have actual flesh and bones. That's
yeah.
what the resurrection bodies will have. You say, well, wait a minute. I thought we were just going to be spirits, like disembodied spirits floating around mm-hmm. forever in heaven. No, because God's going to bring heaven down to the new earth. We'll be resurrected
yes.
people for all eternity.
That's
eating
right.
and drinking, yes.